You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. The title track to Fink's new album, Hard Believer, is a bit of misdirection. On a CD of atmospheric songs hovering at the edge of dream pop, it starts with a blues.
I can see the light coming.
When we came up with the track listing that eventually hit the record, management called it the career suicide track listing.
I can see the light coming.
Finn Greenall, who leads Fink, is standing before me at an Echoes recording session. He's got a lumberjack beard and is dressed in black long-sleeved t-shirt and baseball hat and holding an acoustic guitar. He looks like a backwoods folk musician that might be playing a song like this, and he is essentially a folk artist, but a folk artist with electronic, psychedelic, and rock edges.
Now we know where we are, where we stand.
Finn Greenall's history would seem as far from a blues musician or even roots rocker as you could get. He started out as an electronic DJ in the 1990s. In fact, that's where he got the name Fink.
I had 48 hours to pick a name, and because all my music was stolen, it was all sampling and stealing other people's music to make new music, reform and refunctioning, kind of retooling other people's talent. Fink seemed to fit. That's got my name in it, which is kind of nice.
As Fink the DJ, he made trippy children music like this. But after being a zealot of electronic music, Finn Greenall burnt out.
Smoke.
I moved down to Brighton, which is by the sea, and I grew a beard, and I kind of took 6 years between records, the wilderness years. But in that time, I discovered the song. After spending 10 years being that guy that was part of this revolution of destroying traditional recording methods and the music business and the verse-chorus stuff and being the very anti all that, I just kind of went to a few gigs where I suddenly kind of got it.
One of those gigs was a double bill of Radiohead and Beck, and it was Beck during an acoustic singer-songwriter phase.
There's a bluebird at the window.
It was an amazing concert, life-changing gig, and I remember after that gig walking home thinking, God, I really like Beck. That's really weird, because it was a guy on a guitar, which to me is a total cliche. God, my dad was doing that in the 60s, you know. Move on. But I loved it.
He also worked with the late singer, Amy Winehouse, just before she broke big.
I mean, one of the great experiences I had was working with Amy Winehouse as a producer. And she taught me about the song big time, because I remember I hadn't worked with a singer before, and she hadn't worked with a producer before. And together we kind of realized together, wow, this is really cool, and it's not a dark art at all. You sing and I do some beats and stuff, and it sounds wicked. There you go.
Rhythm floods my heart. The melody, it feeds my soul.
These events turned Fink into a band that sang songs. Greenall teamed up with two longtime friends, bassist Guy Whitaker and drummer Tim Thornton. All they needed was a singer, and to the surprise of many people, Finn Greenall filled that role. Tim Thornton remembers the first time he heard him on a demo.
Yeah, I'd been told that he was singing, but I couldn't quite match the two, because I'd always seen him as a DJ. So I remember listening to it and thinking, you know, sometimes when you listen to a singing and you can see the person while so you can match the face with the voice. And I was trying to do this and I just couldn't do it. It was really odd. Apart from this one line where you sang, got further than expected. As soon as you said expected, I was like, oh yeah, it's Finn. Yeah. Right. So it's a strange experience.
Got further than expected. Got through the gates. Found my mate.
Their music was more raw and earthy than anything Fink the DJ had worked with, and it was important to them that the music came from experience.
Because lyrically, you don't want to be also saying something that's got nothing to do with your life, you know, so you can't... Like Wheels, which was on the previous album, Perfect Darkness, that you kind of made that about you. You sort of made it about A, Bristol, and B, skateboarding. So it was, you know, relevant, but it's difficult. Because I mean, particularly from Britain, you feel that there's a lot of people who are kind of trying to do a certain type of music and they write lyrics that are really not appropriate to their life. And you can tell, I mean, I think you can really tell a mile off.
Yeah, when an English guy is singing about, you know, the open road and, you know, sort of, you know, Dakota sunrises and stuff, you're like, dude, you know, the only open road you know is the M4 to Birmingham or something. It's like, yeah, got to keep it real.
Come a long way, come a long way, come a long way, not to work it out, it's cold.
Finn Greenall may not sing about the open road, but he does sing about Berlin sunrises because he's been living there.
I'm writing a lot of music at the moment that needs the input that Berlin's got. I don't know how to really put it. It's just elegant decay, and you don't feel alone there. Everybody's like you, you know. You know, the streets look how I like my streets to look, covered in graffiti, and I don't know. Just it's got a great energy, man. You know, and a lot of artists live there, so you hang out with a lot of like-minded people. You know, it's very inspiring.
Let's do some more. Just ignore the day.
Finn Greenall also sings a lot about love, usually the end game of breakups, but he also is seeking permanence, which he finds on a track called Green and the Blue.
It's about small things in life that are always the same in your life. Like the green and the blue, for me, these two things in my life that are just, no matter what's happening or what age or wherever I am, they are always part of it for some reason, or I always end up there. And the permanence of these little things reminds you also how you haven't got very far, even though it might feel that you're a million miles away from the 16-year-old you. You're doing the same thing.
The permanence of it, the green and the blue.
Fink is doing the same thing in some ways, but in so many others he has changed since those DJ days and even his early band experiences. The latest album from Fink is Hard Believer on Recouped Records. For Echoes, I'm John DiLibretto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.